And the idea that we were born into sin and that there is something wrong with us and we are constantly in a battle to overcome the inherent badness of our creation is something that the transcendentalists rejected, and I do as well. That God is good. In Psalms it says, "Be still and know that I am God." In the stillness you will know that. So that treasuring our divinity is really treasuring our value. And one of my favorite poets is a man named Rabindranath Tagore, who won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1927, I believe, for a collection of poetry called the Gitanjali. And in this collection of poetry, he suggests that in a conversation with God, Krishna, he puts it this way, making a distinction between the part of us that is the ego and the part of us that is divine. He said, "I went out alone on my way to my tryst. But who is this me in the dark? I step aside to avoid his presence, but I escape him not. He makes the dust rise from the earth with his swagger. He adds his loud voice to every word I utter. He is my own little self, my Lord. He knows no shame. But I am ashamed to come to thy door in his company." There's a part of us that wants to make the earth rise with our swagger, that adds our loud voice to every word I utter. There's a part of us that wants to be right, that wants to make everybody else wrong, that wants to judge others, that wants to believe that I am superior to others on the basis of how much stuff I have, or how much education I have, or what religion I happen to practice, or where I happen to live, on which side of the boundaries. That part of us is not treasuring our divinity. That is the ego. And while I don't think that it's very possible for most of us to ever completely get rid of this ego, as long as we're incarnated into a human form, I do believe that it is possible for us to tame it and to make it less of a dominant force in our lives by no longer having such a important role placed on being right and making other people wrong. One of the ways to begin to work at treasuring your divinity is to practice being kind rather than being right in as many occasions as you possibly can. And you have lots of opportunities to do this on a daily basis. Thousands of them show up in little tiny interactions in virtually every place you go, with strangers, with your children, with your spouses, on the telephone, ordering something in a restaurant, whatever. There's always this part of us that is the ego that wants to be right, that wants to make some, wants to make the dust rise from the earth with your swagger. And you know, after a while, you start noticing it. You start observing it. As your own ego becomes less and less of a dominant force in your life, you start to notice how much other people's ego is playing such a role, how much strutting there is, how much posturing there is, how much bragging takes place. You can see it in body language. You can see it in the way that people deal with each other. You can see it in lines at the grocery store. You can see it when you're trying to get your ticket straightened out at the airport, whatever it might be. There's this placing somebody else in a position of inferiority, and you are here to do this for me, and I'm more important than. And it isn't said that way, but it's sort of communicated. And you think to yourself that all of these people, I do it all the time, all of these people are nothing more than me in an earlier time in my life. That this is the way I was. I see it in my past relationships. I see it in the way that I dealt with my children years ago and the way that I deal with it, with them now. I see it in noticing that it's easier now for me to be kind and to suspend being right. And I'm right almost all the time. But I no longer need to point it out, except for right now, of course. But the idea that even if you know that when you're talking to someone that they're completely wrong, if you can suspend the need to point it out and instead just say something kind back in response, if you can just practice doing that wherever you are, those are points towards treasuring your divinity. It's not about worshiping more. It's not about getting down on your knees and practicing somebody else's orthodoxy. It's not about fitting in. It's not about memorizing verses out of the Bible or the Quran or the Torah or whatever. It's not about that. It's about practicing being Christ-like rather than Christian. It's about practicing being Buddha-like rather than Buddhist. It's about practicing being Muhammad-like rather than Muslim. Muhammad said, don't even harm God.